Yeah, good morning, Mick Dalman. This is the third or fourth version of this. Because, you know, I have standards, you know, and when I tend to ramble and go all over the place and, you know, okay, you know. So I'm going to do this in three parts. One is the introduction. The second is I'm going to read through the entire sort of email conversation. And then I'm going to critique the fucking bullshit, you know, that this woman is coming out with. Okay. What happened is someone in a particular business has left the phone off the hook. So when I'm trying to, you know, ring them, I'm getting the message, you know, the number you have called is no longer in service, right? And I knew the owner, and so, you know, I did some tunnelling insidewards type stuff, you know, but anyway, along that journey is one of the things that, one of the problems with the internet is if you type in a very specific search, for a site, there'll be thousands of fucking cunts that are all talking about the topic or the site or the fucking issues or the product, but they're not actually, the site itself that you're after is not actually coming to the top of the list, you know? So after much frustration, you know, I found this particular town's tourist site with, you know, where the fucking business should be listed. But what I found was, you know, what I found was that there is, you know, there's a top bar with all these sort of things on it, and then below that is the main bar. Now, your top bar is kind of out, hidden out of sight, you know. And there's sort of 3.5 versions of the business directory, and it's fragmented and it's all over the place and it's badly written. And, you know, and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, oh, that guy's been dead for like 2 or 3 years, you know. You know, a prominent person. And then, you know, there's links to other businesses on there that have links to their website. Well, that was in HTTP and not HTTPS. So that means that that website hasn't been updated in like 3 years, and that means that, like, you know, that business is either they haven't either updated their fucking website on the town tourist fucking information site, or they're out of business, you know. And you know, all the local upcoming events, you know. Well, say you put in that on the website, say 2 or 3 months before the actual event, but they've got information listed for October 2024. So that means, and the entries, not only are they out of date, you know, they haven't been taken down, and new ones haven't taken their place. You know, all the upcoming events for 2025 and 2026, they haven't been updated. And so you know, an aside itself is a fucking mess. There's just duplicates and sort of triplicates, you know, fucking just shit all over the place, rather than, you know, you could reduce that site size down to, say, one third the size, one third the content, you know what I mean? And anyway, so this is what I did, is I got off my ass because I like doing it. And then, you know, what I find is if the site is being really incompetently run, it's usually because you're dealing with really fucking incompetent people, right? So this is why people will go, oh, if this is what the tourism committee is like, then what are the people who are running the fucking, you know, who are backing those people on the, you know, on the fucking town website, what are they like? You know, you're selling a product, you're selling yourself, you're selling the town, you're selling your business, you're selling the tourism type stuff, and everybody's sitting on their ass. And not only is the tourism committee lying and bullshitting and getting away with it, you know, the people who should be fucking getting on their cases are not doing so, you know. So I raised it. And I don't regret it in the sense that, you know, you learn a lot and then you just say, fuck them, give up, get rid of them, you know. But in the passings by, confronting them for lying and confronting them for their bullshit and their stupid fucking head games and crap, it has merit. You know, you learn something. You get a bit of spine. You get a bit of intelligence. You get a bit of fucking wherewithal. And then you tell them why, you know. Well, anyway, you know, I wrote to the... This is the email section. I'll go through this and I won't diverge as I just... And I said, I wrote them, I said, I think this is the first email to them. I said, I think the fucking prominent, I think the prominent artisanal fucking person has died, you know. And all the upcoming events for 2024, they need to go. And there is no straight business directory, you know. So this fat bitch wrote back. Hi, Shane. Thank you for your email and your feedback about our website. It's always very helpful to hear what others think about our marketing of this fucking place to help us improve. It is already on our list to update this over the next 12 months, so watch this space. Just to clarify, what do you mean by no straight business directory? There is an old one on there, although its format is definitely outdated. Please don't hesitate to get in touch if you find any other details you think need attention. Our aim is to make this website as comprehensive and as easy as possible to navigate to promote this place. Well, I was getting just a touch irritated, you know, and I didn't sort of... You got to sort of start to mesh, you know, it's learning how to mesh, you know, what you're seeing, how you're feeling, you know, what's a realistic response to this bullshit. So I wrote back, I said, well, having events that have come and gone from a couple of years ago still being listed as up and coming events, that just looks really backwards and shoddy. It's fairly common, you know. These are most of the opportunities for improvement. Be concise and to the point. Do or say it once. Replicating issues multiple times makes everything worse. apply the Hansen 1001 test. You know, if you have to do something a whole heap of times, pretty soon you're going to start figuring out, this is, cut this out, add this in, you know what I mean? You know, it's like taking, if you buy 100 tins of baked beans, you know, if you take them from the supermarket out to the car one at a fucking time, pretty soon you figure out that, fuck it, I could just put all the 100 tins of baked beans in the one trolley, make the one trip, load the car up, take the trolley back. You know, I could do that in one trip rather than make 100 trips, you know what I mean? And I wrote, anything that is laborious, takes up time and has opportunity to eliminate a lot of lots of unnecessary steps, costs and running around, fits this test. And I said, this, most of this, these two fucking bars is, you know, local touristy and events and businesses and stuff in fine print in a little bar, you know. I said, then there's a second big bar with, you know, all the sort of go, goings on, you know. And, you know, they're sort of they're partially sort of, you know, two-thirds of each bar's content is on the other bar, you know. And I said, most of this is duplication and a bad layout. You know, you could condense that all into one fucking bar and be very direct and to the point. And then I pointed out upcoming events that came and went more than a year ago. Well, you know, it's October now, it's mid-October 2025. But they've got, you know, events, you know, end of the year events like, you know, Christmas events and, you know, other events for mid-October 2000. This is Christmassy things in 2024. And there are other events in October 2024. So assuming that, you know, so this is now October 2025, you know. And, you know, here's one of the web links in the fucking, you know, the business directory, you know. And, you know, it's, they're listing their web link to their own page as HTTP, not HTTPS. So that's an event that sort of dates that everything went to HTTPS about 2 or 3 years ago, you know. That was kind of finished by then, you know. And it's still not done, so. And I said the site needs updating. So, you know, the fat bitch writes back, thanks, Shane. Great points. It's just finding the time to work on it, as we are all volunteers on this committee. Are you interested in coming along to our next meeting? Sounds like you have great experience with marketing. I'm currently the social media website coordinator, but have just taken on the role of secretary as well. So we wouldn't say no to some extra help with the marketing side. You know, we meet at this fucking place once a month, you know. So I write back. My work has influenced the lives of some 4 or 5 billion people. You know, I've done some really full-on stuff, you know. It's good, you know. And almost all of my other works are the highest ranked in the world. True. I've got the receipts. Finding the time. No, it's up to you to allocate the time. If you're not prepared to do what it takes to run your own site properly, why do you expect that I will accept being an accessory to your ego's ineptitude and incompetence? I've put the matters and the responsibility for them squarely back where it belongs, and you immediately try to bullshit your way out of it and then imply that I could be handling it for you if I come along and participate in your own crap with you. In short form, the short form is that you're lying to avoid accountability and responsibility for the issues you claim to be yours, and then you're shifting the responsibility for them onto me by implication without actually delegating the authority to do so. No thanks. when the tourism committee is not taking care of its own website, and it has been not been doing so for more than a year, then it's basically doing nothing more than a small town in crowd circle jerk. Your lying and work shirking is not going to be a part of my life. Bye, you know, and that's it. You know, I come to you, you know, I'm trying to find something in the fucking site, and it's out, it's a fucking mess, and a lot of stuff's outdated, and just, it's, and when I bring it up to them, they just result in just bullshitting their way out of it, you know? So that's what you do, you know? So I think I've explained it, you know? Yeah. In summary, you know, prominent people have died. You know, listings, they should have been deleted after they fucking ended, but they've been up there on that website more than, say, 12 to 15 months, you know, 12, 16, 15, 16 months, you know what I mean? They're still up there. And the business directory is a fucking mess because there's like 3.5 versions of it instead of one, and there, a lot of stuff's outdated and links don't work, and, you know, the HTTPS, well, that was, everything was changed over to that, like, I think 2 or 3 years ago, and they've still got a site there on there. It doesn't link to the current web page, or they're out of business, you know what I mean? And there's lots of replication. They're sort of like 2.5, 3.5 versions of everything on that website. So, you know, you could delete all the replication and just condense it down, because when you're a tourist, I don't want to be reading through fucking pages of shit. I want to know what's on and where it is, you know what I mean? If I'm coming through there, I want to know where to eat and where to sleep and where to get fuel, you know? I don't want to be fucking, you know, oh, we're such a wonderful fucking place. Oh, it's so nice here. The sun shines every day, you know. And, you know, when this woman lies, she says, oh, great points. It's just finding the time to work on it. You know, well, you know, you say you're the social media website coordinator. Well, no one's done anything on that fucking site for like 12 to 18 months. You know, there's no visible signs of any work being done on it at all. So you're a fat fucking lying bitch. Fuck off. You know? You know, you haven't coordinated fucking anything. And saying, well, it's just finding the time to work on it as we, you know, you know, you don't find the time to work on it. You allocate the time to work on it, you know. As we are all volunteers on this committee, well, volunteering doesn't mean fucking shit. You chose to sign up for this, and you have chosen to spend your time doing other fucking things, everything else except running the fucking, this is the number, this is the lighthouse on the fucking cliff, you know what I mean? This is the town's website, and you're not doing a, you haven't done a fucking thing about anything to do with this website, you know? And the fact that, oh, we are all volunteers on this committee, you know. Well, that means that, you know, that's like that you're playing the, no, oh, how noble we are. We are volunteers. That's playing that card. No, you're a lazy, you chose to accept that position. You chose to accept the responsibility that came with this position. And you are a lying, lazy, fat fucking bitch, you know. Being a volunteer doesn't mean anything. If you accept the job, then you do the fucking job and you haven't done fucking squat. You know? Are you interested in coming along to our next meeting? Why would I be? You know, you're as stupid as you are fucking lazy, you know? Sounds like you have great experience with marketing. I've done some of the most remarkable shit on the planet. You know? And I'm currently the social media website coordinator. Well, big fucking deal. But have just taken on the role, of secretary. So we wouldn't say no to some extra help with marketing. Well, you're not actually offering me an opportunity to do anything except participate in your fucking crap with you. You haven't delegated any authority. You haven't said, look, we're prepared to offer you a contract. And nor have you done anything about, you know, engaging with other people, you know, to update the website and to make a better product, a more fucking, you know, expertly laid out product. You've just been a lazy, lying fucking cunt who's done nothing. So, you know. You know, so when a woman starts bullshitting you like this, her and all her backers, fuck them off. Get rid of them, you know. And, you know. Because it's fairly self-evident, you know. You know, it doesn't matter what the task is. If it's not getting done, it's not getting done. And, you know, you're saying, oh, well, I'm the big knob on this fucking committee, you know. And I've met so many fucking incompetent people. They're all on each other's committees and they're all taking turns to vote each other in as Citizen of the Year, and it's all so marvellous. And they're just a pack of cunts, you know. A pack of self-serving cunts. So I really have nothing... I have nothing good to say about this fucking woman and her bullshit and the fucking committee. But, yeah, so that's it, guys. As soon as a woman starts lying to you, get rid of her. As soon as they start giving you the runaround, get rid of her. You know? If there's any bullshit coming out of her fucking mouth, get rid of her, you know? So no, I won't be joining on their committee.